1 John chapter 3, look at verse 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. But you know what? Be the exception. Just say, like, I know the whole world hates me, but I'm going to be steadfast. I don't care. You know, how many people are ashamed of the church that they go to in some form or fashion? The world hates you. Just get used to it. But it's interesting how many other false religions don't have a problem with that. I mean, being a Muslim in America is not the most popular religion, my friend, yet they're all proud about it. They'll wear their burqa and everything. They're going around advertising, I worship and follow a pedophile, a literal pedophile. They literally wear an outfit saying, I follow a cult-leading pedophile. And then Christians will be like, I go to service. Where'd you go? It's Baptist church. Oh, yeah? What's the name of it? Don't worry about it. Don't Google it. How many people have said, like, don't Google my church? Rather than be like, Google it. Hey, go to 2 Timothy for chapter 1 for a moment. You know, I'm sick and tired of people being ashamed of serving God. You know, hey, going around telling people that you're with Jesus wasn't popular back when Peter was warming his hands around the fire. But you know what? What an embarrassment and a shame to be the guy that says, I don't know Jesus. Why wouldn't you want to walk around and be like, I'm with Jesus. I'm with the Son of God. Hey, I'm with the creator of the universe. Hey, I'm with the word of life. Hey, I'm with the guy that reads your thoughts. Hey, I'm with the guy that walks on water. Hey, I'm with the guy that performs miracles. Hey, I'm with the guy that you're going to kill and he's going to raise 3 days later. Hey, I'm with the precious blood of Jesus Christ here. Oh, I'm so ashamed. You know, why would you be ashamed of a church that's soul winning and preaching the gospel and taking hard stands against the world? You know what? Why can't you just claim the name and say, you know what? I'm steadfast. Amen. Hey, what church do you go to? Steadfast Baptist Church. That's the church I go to. And they say, how do you spell it? Let me show you. Let me pull it up on Google for you. And look, there's almost like no other churches with our name spelled that way. Like virtually none. They all changed that. No, I'm just kidding. They probably want to change. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Stop cowering in fear. Say, you know what? I am with Steadfast Baptist Church. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be like, oh, I don't want anybody to know. Look down at verse 16. The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. He wore the Sodomite deception t-shirt. He wore the fire-breathing Baptist Fellowship t-shirt. He wore the steadfast t-shirt. He said, you know what? I'm not ashamed of Paul. I know Paul. Paul's my guy. I like Paul. And you know what? Would to God, church members would rally behind their pastor today and 2021 and not be ashamed and not be afraid and not cower and say, hey, I know the world hates me, but you know what? I'm not ashamed. I'm the exception. I love Steadfast Baptist Church. I love Pure Words Baptist Church. I love Faithful Word Baptist Church. I love Verity Baptist Church. I love Stronghold Baptist Church. I love all of these churches. I mean, if that's how you feel in your heart, why don't you let everybody know? You know, it's kind of embarrassing if you walked up to somebody and they say, is this your wife? And you're like, I don't know. How would that make her feel? Say, yeah, that's my wife. Look at the ring, buddy. Right, it's mine. Be proud of your spouse. Be proud of your husband. Be proud of your wife. Be proud of your church. Be the exception.